When in conversation with Kanani Nahani, a regalia designer and maker from the Eskayawu Seven Mesh, Squamish, and Cowichan nations, honor is a word that arises often. For the past 3 decades, Nahani has been enriching the lives of those around her with her bold and beautiful designs, most recently in the form of vivid ribbon skirts, yet the pleasure, she swears, is all hers. Making skirts is like my medicine, with its own therapeutic benefits, beams Nahani, from her charming, in-house studio in Exwamelchistan, Capilano 5 Reserve. When I put on a skirt and beaded earrings, I just feel so beautiful and so uplifted. It's such a good feeling to be proud of who you are, and be proud of where you come from, and it is an honor to be able to create that feeling for somebody else. Nahani moonlights as a regalia creator when she's not on the job as a cultural connections worker for the Squamish Nation's Child and Family Services. She was just 13 years old when she produced her first custom-made piece. It was a bright yellow skirt with an appliqué that was just red little hearts. She reminisces with a smile, describing how the piece, crafted for a 6-year-old dancer from her reserve, kind of snowballed into a thriving side hustle. Now, various indigenous communities across Canada and the U.S. lean on Nahani's creative talents, allowing her to bring their visions to life. I've traveled to very remote communities across the country, traveling by water taxis and seaplanes, driving long dirt roads for 2 hours, to connect with these people, learn their culture and get to their roots, she says. With ribbon skirts being unique to each person, a representation of their own culture, heritage, struggle or life event, Nahani says each custom-made piece is a collaboration between wearer and designer. It is the wearer who often decides on the colors, distinctive to their own experience or community, and Nahani pieces together the rest. She runs workshops for the next generation of skirt makers. Being able to watch the children pick out their own colored ribbons, and see the pride that the act instills in them, is one facet of her work that will never get old, she says. It is here that young seamstresses learn that crafting a piece of regalia is more than just an act of creation, rather it is much like a ceremony in itself. It's not just sitting down and cutting and sewing, she says. What I was taught from my elders, which was handed down by our ancestors, is that when you're working on something like this, your energy is going into that and you have to have the right mindset, the right energy, good thoughts and prayer. What energy is channeled into that regalia or ribbon skirt will affect the wearer, and so no piece should be crafted while in an unfavorable mindset, she says. Now, when she sits in her sun-dappled sewing spot surrounded by shelves packed with vibrant materials and rows upon rows of multi-hued ribbons, Nahani focuses on how grateful she is to be able to showcase her creations to the world. She acknowledges the steps forward that are being made, like Ribbon Skirt Day, which was formally acknowledged for the first time earlier this month as an annual day to recognize, learn about, and celebrate the importance of Indigenous traditions and expressions of culture, and remembers those who came before who weren't allowed such freedoms. This is my way of honoring our history, my elders' history and my ancestors' history, those who were not allowed to do this. It's a way of honoring what they went through, their struggles, their deprivations, she said. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative. Mina Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com twitter.com/MinaKerrLazenby